Welcome back. This is attorney Mark Thompson on the Shaw, 540 AM, 101, 92.7 FM, the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with Sachin Chheda, the director of the Fair Elections Project and the chairperson of the Fair Maps Coalition. And we're talking about gerrymandering and the impacts of that on democracy in our state. And I'd just like to spend the rest of the show, Sachin, talking about what can folks do.
Absolutely.
To help so let me participate on this. And what are we sort of looking forward to over the next 10 years? Because we're going to have new maps soon. We know they're not going to change much. So what does that mean for our 10-year project?
Absolutely, Mark. So let me just really quickly say, if we remember where we were 10 years ago, nobody knew what gerrymandering was. And what I keep saying when I go to audiences, and I'll often get up and talk in front of a group and in places all over Wisconsin, including in some very red cities, and I'll see 50 or 75 or 100 or 150 people in an audience. And if I had started doing that in 2012, we would have had five people in the audience who were talking about an issue like gerrymandering. So the public awareness of the problem and the public engagement in the problem has increased tremendously. Of course, Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu don't want to be responsive to that. They just want to keep power for themselves. So there's really two things that we point to. The first thing is there is a federal bill that Congress is considering that includes a ban on partisan gerrymandering. And you've heard of the John Lewis Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. It's undergone some change and some names. But it comes down to whether or not Congress, which the House has passed all of these pieces of legislation, is the Senate going to stand up and at least set aside the filibuster long enough to save our democracy, right? And even Senator Joe Manchin, he has said very recently that he's still open to trying to find a path to do that. If Congress passes a ban on partisan gerrymandering, that will immediately change the congressional map in Wisconsin, which is rigged, and it will also create the pathway for us to have more litigation to end partisan gerrymandering at the state legislative level. So that's the one piece of hope. The second piece of hope is what I said, is that there is still the opportunity for future litigation. We are not locked in for 10 years. And what we would like to see is a change in who's on the state Supreme Court in the summer of 2023. There's an election in April of 2023. Whoever is elected to replace Pat Rogensack, we're very confident she's not running again, will then take office on August 1st, 2023, which is just over a year from now. And when that happens, we could bring additional litigation. And frankly, I think, and a lot of observers think, a lot of legal scholars think, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on television, as you know, that the Wisconsin Constitution actually does contain a ban on partisan gerrymandering. It just hasn't been ruled that way yet. And so if we can get that case in front of the state Supreme Court in the next year and a half, and litigate that out, I think there's a real good chance. But it's really going to depend on whether we have a judge who is elected, a justice who's elected in April of 2023, who's committed to justice and the rule of law, not just the partisan goals of Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu, like too many of the justices we have up there right now are.
So the what do we say to folks that want to participate? How do they go about becoming part of this Fair Elections Project or the MAPS Coalition? What are their opportunities for involvement?
There's a ton of ways that people engage. We have more than 15 Fair MAPS teams made up of volunteers in every corner of the state. We have over 5,000 regular volunteer activists who are writing letters to the editor, hosting public education events, holding events that are holding our elected officials' feet to the fire, making sure that there's public awareness that continues to grow about this. We've passed more than 50 county referendums and resolutions across the state, and we're continuing to educate the public and finding, again, even Republicans, not just progressives, but people across the political spectrum getting involved in that fight. So go to fairmapswi.com, sign up for the email list, sign up to be a volunteer, and we will get you going. We'll make sure that you continue to engage your neighborhood, your public, your community, and we'll get you involved in these conversations about who's elected this fall and who's elected next spring, so that you can be a part of the fight to take our state back for the people from the special interests that have captured it.
So along those lines, we're going to have this decision coming down from the Wisconsin Supreme Court very soon.
Yes.
What is the coalition's plans in terms of taking that out, whatever decision it is, statewide? And then frankly, also here, you know, we're here downtown Waukesha, the studio. What's happening in the Waukesha area?
Yeah, well, look, we've had a number of events in Waukesha. We need to keep organizing the citizenry in Waukesha who feel more and more disengaged and left out from our state government. Our strategy has been to raise public awareness of gerrymandering so we can create the base of public support that will allow for change. I'll be honest, there's the public education piece. We need people to be part of that. We need people to tell the story and explain this issue to your neighbors. But then we're going to need to elect somebody in the governor's office who is not committed to one party rule. That's going to be a thing that has to happen. I can't tell people who to vote for, but that's a decision point for people to take into account. And then in 2023, you're going to have to vote for a Supreme Court justice who believes in the rule of law, not in partisan game. And I think that is going to be a really clear choice for people. We're not going to be able to tell you who to vote for, but we can tell you that you should take these issues into account as you think about making these decisions, and then engaging your neighbors, engaging your community, engaging your family, and then taking action in these elections is how we're going to make a difference. FairMapsWI.com.
Sachin Chetta, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. We are here every Monday night talking about the fight for democracy. Fair maps, fair elections are crucial to our democracy. And as Sachin Chetta said, this November, it's very important to keep a Democrat, he didn't say it, but I can, a Democrat in the governor's office is a check to power. Thank